You're listening to the audio production of A January Bride by Deborah Rainey, published by Zondervan and read by Christy Ragland.
Chapter 1. Glancing at the chaos around her, Madeline Hauser set her coffee mug on the dining room table and shoved another packing carton out of her path. It didn't budge. She bent over and attempted to read the smudged label. Kitchen. Good China. Oh. Good thing she'd resisted the temptation to kick the box. Maddie looked into the kitchen where cupboards gaped open, hinges naked. The cabinet doors were lined up against the wall in the empty breakfast nook. Even after 4 days, the smell of wet enamel stung her nostrils. The flooring couldn't be laid until the electrician fixed the mess he'd made of the wiring, and she didn't dare put her china in the cupboards until all that was finished. What had her sister gotten her into? Kate's husband had been transferred to Ohio, but with their mother in the nursing home here in Claiborne, Kate had begged her to leave her beloved New York loft and moved into Kate and Jed's house on Harper Street while it was being refurbished to sell. "You can write anywhere, Maddie," Kate had pled in her best big sister voice. "Besides, you can sublet the loft and just think what you'll save on the rent." So here she was in Claiborne, Kansas, the middle of nowhere, proving quite soundly that one could not write just anywhere. Lugging the carton of china out of the way, she wove her way through the maze of boxes and poured another cup of coffee. She blew a long strand of dishwater blonde hair out of her eyes and slid into a dining room chair. In the midst of the piles of books and boxes and unsorted mail strewn across the table, her laptop computer glared accusingly at her. Ignoring the disorder, she pulled the computer close, pushed her glasses up on her nose, and tried to remember where she'd left off. Ah, yes. The heartless landlord had just evicted the young widow. Oh, Brother Hauser, how cliche can you get?